direct realization, avoiding direct responsibility for large mixed flows through agreements that stop them at strategic points along their journey. Such delegation of responsibility pushes many asylum seekers to embark on even more dangerous alternative routes in search of protection. Before concluding, the OLC wishes to go on record once again concerning the use of the conclusions of this executive committee to push certain agendas and ideologies rather than technical guidance necessary for UNHCR to address the concrete needs of refugees and host communities. The take it or leave it approach used by certain delegations, including in other UN fora, undermines political will and multilateralism. This delegation looks forward to a return to good faith dialogue and is ready to work with other states that see value in rebuilding the foundation of authentic consensus. Mr. Chairperson, finally, in this regard, we note an increasing fragmentation of solutions which only fuels further tension and divisions. It would be short-sighted to focus only on the provision of assistance while ignoring the symptoms of various crises confronting the human family at this time. For these reasons, the OLC wishes to propose a deeper collective reflection on the root causes of forced displacement. It also requires parallel efforts to promote and facilitate reconciliation. The OLC welcomes the renewal of your mandate. Thank you for your statement. And yes, I, Commissioner, let's work together for the good of refugees around the world. Thank you.